grace, exchanged it for yours. You took my disgrace, exchanged it for your amazing grace.
That's brand new music with Miss Kelly Price. It's called Grace. You heard it first here in the Ham Camp. We're KAYTKQJOFM and the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. Who's celebrating a birthday today? We'd like to know because we want to celebrate with you. Give me a call at 318-484-2500. And as advertised, we're talking with author Toni Dorn about her brand new book, Broken But Repaired.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
I'm in the studio with author Toni Dorn. She's got a brand new book called Broken But Repaired. It sounds a little bit like a television repair manual. But anyway, welcome Toni Dorn to the show.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you so much for having me.
Now tell me about the book, Broken But Repaired. Why this title?
Well, I believe that a lot of us, all of us, have experienced times in our lives when we felt broken, but we know that God can repair us through his love. And so I just wanted to capture that in the title.
You know, there's a part in the first part of the book where you kind of mention if people have ever been surrounded by lots of other people but still felt lonely. What made you mention something like that? Has that occurred in your life? And do you think that that's pretty common?
Yes, I do. I feel like everyone experiences that at some part in their life, in some form. I feel like we're always out and about in the midst of people, no matter where you are. And it could be great times, it could be sad times. However, sometimes, even in the midst of so many people, you can feel broken or you're still in need. You still have different needs that need to be fulfilled. And what we find is when we turn to God's word, through his love, he is there for us, and he reminds us that we're never alone, no matter what is going on, no matter what the situation is. God's love covers all.
I like that. Now, there's a chapter of the book called Three Blind Mice. Tell me about that.
Okay, well, Three Blind Mice is about a nursery rhyme that we're all kind of familiar with, and I had the opportunity to go through each line and each stanza and biblically compare it and research it to our lives today and just different things that we go through. And it's really interesting. I would suggest everyone read it to find out. I don't want to give it away. However, I've had a lot of positive feedback about it, and I would invite everyone to read it.
Okay, Toni, that's interesting. I'm thinking about that nursery rhyme even right now. As we take a look at your book, Broken But Repaired, what do you feel that people most need to get from this book? You know, people that may be dabbling still in sinful behavior, what can they expect from reading your book?
I think that they can expect to find themselves, everyone can find themselves somewhere in one of these 10 inspirational writings. The writings are here to let you know that you're not by yourself. God's love, once again, is the solution. And basically, Broken But Repaired is not for any one genre of person. It's for everyone to read and to be encouraged. One of the purposes for the book was encouragement through God's message, through the good news. And that's what you're going to find in Broken But Repaired. No matter where you are in life, God's love is the solution. And basically, that's what Broken But Repaired leads you on your journey back to him.
Now, for those people who are feeling unloved or are lacking love in some way, what would you have to say to that person?
I would have to say that's not true. That's not true at all. I'm not walking in their shoes, but what I do know is God's love covers all. And no matter where we are in life, no matter what's going on, his love covers everything that we come in contact with. And he always gives us a way of escape back to him. And that's what Broken But Repaired does. It leads you back to him through different types of writings. It's here for you to find yourself in the writings to apply it to your life where you are today.
I'm talking with author Tony Dorn. Tony, tell us where we can find the book Broken But Repaired.
Okay. You can go out to brokenbutrepaired.com. It's available there. Or I'm on Facebook under my name, Tony Dorn, and you can message me. I can get you a copy there. And it's out on Amazon.
That's Tony Dorn, T-O-N-I-D-O-R-N. Author Tony Dorn, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about your book, Broken But Repaired.
Thank you, Wade. Thank you for having me. And I hope that everyone will go out and look at purchasing Broken But Repaired and find out that there is a way of escape. God's love is the way. It's the key. Thank you so much, Wade.
K-A-Y-T, Lake Charles, 100.1.
I'm not ashamed to tell the world that he saves.
He saves.
And I'm not ashamed to tell the world that he's real.
He's real.
Tell it everywhere I go. Tell it everywhere I be. I'm not ashamed to tell it.
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 I'm not ashamed.
I'm not ashamed.
No, no.
I'm not ashamed. Not ashamed. No.
Come on and help me, Paul.
Yeah, I'm not ashamed to tell the world that he's saved.
He saves.
Said I'm not ashamed to tell the world that he's real.
He's real.
Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Oh, we're playing the music for your education and your edification here in the Ham Camp, KAYTKQJOFM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana, and the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. Don't forget, coming up next hour, birthdays and anniversaries, and we'll have roll call. Oh, that's going to be good, where you call in, let us know who you are, where you're calling from, and that you're listening to the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. It's the program you definitely want to get to know. Our Bible Jeopardy clue is this. From the category Kings of Judah and Israel, for 600 points, what king of Judah tore his clothes after hearing the words of the Book of the Law, which was found in the temple? Was that king Solomon, Josiah, Hezekiah, or David? 318-484-2500 or toll-free 1-877-464-2500. Put your answer on the radio. Don't forget, put who is or what is in front of your response.